Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and welcome to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Oh. Hello, hello.
Oh, there she is.
I am here.
Worried we lost you for a second.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Just wanted to make it dramatic.
Nice dramatic pause. That was good.
And Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We got a fun hour lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into in a little bit what went right in 2022.
All right.
I also have some other fun ones I want to get into with Danny Wright stories, some good stories of the day, all of this coming up for you. But our good friends over at Quality Foods have been having some fun with us. We earlier a couple months ago, we gave away a turkey during Thanksgiving. We hammed it up around Christmas. Mm-hmm. And now, thanks to them, we have been giving away a basket, a New Year's Eve basket. This is going to have champagne in it, going to have a bunch of snacks. Mm-hmm. And we have been playing trivia doing this to grab a winner. And we're going to grab a winner right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Get our winner for this.
All right.
Seth's digging in there right now.
I got the things here, mixing them up.
Get a good rumbling and a good rustling.
Can I get it on the thing here? See, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, no. Okay. All right, here we go. Drum roll, please. I have grabbed the name. And we have Mr. Dave Michaels is the winner.
Dave Michaels. Congratulations.
Dave was our very first qualifier back on December 21st. He was the first name that we got, and that is the name that we have drawn today. So Dave is our winner.
Nice job, Dave.
Yeah.
Mr. Michaels, you can pick up your New Year basket at the West Grand store location, the West Grand Quality Foods IGA. That is at 1021 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now, open till 10, I see here. Stop on over and say hi to our friends at Quality Foods at the West Grand Avenue location at 1021. Dave, one more time, that winner, Dave
Michaels.
Dave Michaels. Our winner there. Congratulations, Dave.
And this is the question he won on. What type of wine is traditionally served at midnight on New Year's Eve? Of course, it's champagne.
Nice.
So
nice.
He had a good one there. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. And now he gets some champagne.
Full
circle.
Yeah.
A gigantic thank you to everybody that called in and qualified for this. We appreciate you guys listening and playing along and having fun with this. Well, all of our contests, all of our giveaways throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
You guys are the best. We appreciate you. Do want to embarrass, thank. No, I greatly appreciate what our head of sales and marketing, Steph Schmidt, does on a day-to-day basis. The grind, the work, the ethic, the work ethic that she has is unparalleled in the business when it comes to sales. She's such a hard worker and cares so deeply about this stuff. But other things I care about, I like about Steph, you don't get with every single salesperson, the creativity that she has.
That was just what I was thinking. She comes up with these great contests, these giveaways, promotions, everything that she does. It's truly remarkable to see.
Yeah. You guys can tell she works her tail off, not just with these giveaways and stuff, but longtime listeners know our commercial breaks are full.
Yeah.
We're jam-packed because we got sponsors. We got great friends of the station here. Mm-hmm. So a big shout-out to our sales team, specifically great work, Steph, on this, as always. And a big thank you to Quality Foods, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the third time we gotten to do this with them. And
it's really great, yeah.
I got a feeling there's going to be other ones coming up and stuff. So
stay tuned. Fun.
And I got to have my first live remote at the Quality Foods.
That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember that.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to think of earlier.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's very cool. And you had a good time with that, didn't you, Mel?
Oh, yeah. It was fun. And the great employees that came up and chatted with me on the breaks and helped promote the different items in the store. It was a good time. We had fun. Mm-hmm. Plus, I was right in front of the deli.
Yeah,
best
right
place.
They've
to
got
eat.
Such a great deli there,
I
too. Yes.
So that's where I go to get all my deli meat.
Yeah.
I also want to say, in this block right here, in this segment, is where we have a lot of our chamber guests on. So a big thank you for a great year from our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody over there. And, of course, all of those guests that join us, all of those local businesses that we had on. And it's not just a phrase. There's too many to mention. I will forget at least four or five if I start trying to mention them all.
Yeah.
Just thank you to everybody that's come to our studios, hung out with us, put up with me, and enjoyed our listeners. Because everybody that comes here says the same thing. They love our listeners. They love the station and what this does.
Yep.
And I do also want to say a little bit of a side note thank you to, you know, we haven't gotten to thank Beth, Beth Habhager, joining us on the morning show here as a co-host. Terry John, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry's been putting up with me for years and deserves hazard pay.
She certainly does.
And right behind that on that list is Katrina Hittner, who also deserves hazard pay for putting up with me.
That's right,
all
yeah.
Martha Bawara's joined us throughout the year. We had Moselle Stoiber joining us throughout the year. We've had some great guests, and a big thank you to everybody. And I do want to personally thank Beth and Melissa with The Kitchens Open, that wonderful show that inside the show that we have right in this time slot, usually on Mondays.
Yep.
Guys have been killing it with that. Just it's
great
been
show.
Such a fun show, such a fun segment.
Thanks. We're having a lot of fun with it.
Yes.
And we both just love to cook, so it's really easy to talk about cooking.
Yeah, indeed.
And those are just some of the things that went right here in 2022.
Yeah.
And we kind of started off our show with a lot of that. Our year in review also happened to be a lot of positives, you know? I mean, really.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. You're right.
Even things that might have seemed negative at the time turned into positives.
They did.
Yes.
I agree.
And I think we all feel really positive about 2023 and going into
it. I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we look back at 2022 at some of the positive news that came to us and some of the things that went right this year. And I got this article, and I can mention other sources as well as we go along here, but positive.news is where I collected most of this information. That's positive.news.com.
Mm-hmm.
So where Katrina and I left off, we will pick up. There was a progress tackling cancer. New fronts in the fight against cancer opened up this year with scientists developing better tools for detecting and treating the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Tests were developed that appeared to be able to diagnose cervical cancer, prostate cancer, and other forms of the disease using blood and urine samples and other non-invasive checks. Research,
so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, research is ongoing, but it is very, very promising.
Yes, indeed.
Experimental treatments also proved some good news. In December, a teenager who had been diagnosed with incurable leukemia was cured.
Whoa.
Wow.
Thanks to what scientists say is the most sophisticated cell engineering to date.
Amazing.
I don't have enough time to get into that process.
Right.
Please look into that, you guys.
Really,
everybody's affected by the C word.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating.
It's
incredibly incredible how they have engineered these cells. We're long past the time of being blown away by a computer screen turning on.
Mm-hmm.
That's code. That's code, and that's programmers doing their job to make sure that when you push that on button, that computer screen goes on.
Right.
What these scientists are doing is learning from that world and how we can do that. Mm-hmm. And the world's learning from each other, actually.
Exactly.
Because the coders are learning from them as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
It is. It really is.
There were big Alzheimer's breakthroughs.
Another good one. Wow.
The Heathrow futile search for Alzheimer's cure took a major step forward in November after a new drug was found to slow the disease.
Wow.
Lecanemab works by cleaning the amyloid protein that builds up in the brain of people who have Alzheimer's.
Hmm.
In a clinical trial, it was found to slow cognitive decline, a development described as, quote, a major step forward for dementia research.
Nice.
Separately, an international study of Alzheimer's disease pinpointed 75 genes associated with the disease, including 42 that were not previously linked.
Wow.
Identifying specific risk genes and the part that they play in brain cell death could pave the way for new therapies.
Mm. Amazing. Amazing.
Other medical advances brought hope. Among the other notable medical achievements this year was the development of a bioengineering cornea.
Hmm, really?
Yeah, it restored the sight of 20 people in a clinical trial.
Wow.
The breakthrough could help the estimated 12.7 million people globally whose corneas are damaged or diseased.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
That's awesome.
This year, we got a step closer to curing blindness.
I mean, come on.
And how many people remember that story? Raise the hands, everybody.
Who even heard of it?
Remember that being the...
Don't think I heard of it.
Me neither.
Top story when you turned on your news that day. Does anybody else think it should have been?
I agree.
Ask more of your news outlets.
Please.
Ask more of them. It's not just... I think I pick on politicians way too much, although they are guilty of plenty.
Sure.
when it comes to some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. The more and more I take a look at the news and news in general, I'm talking not just you know global news or American news, but local news. Mm-hmm. I'm so dang proud of what Melissa does, what our people at Civic do, and you know, I don't care if that sounds biased or not or anything. There's a reason I'm still here, everybody, and it's a big part because of that. Because our station does real news, does factual news. People like Melissa work their tail off to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And put stories in front that maybe don't other news outlets don't always do.
Yeah, you're right.
Almost every morning when I catch Melissa's news, I hear a story that I didn't know about until I heard it from her.
Exactly.
And I do my homework. I'm somebody that starts my day with this stuff. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that work, Mel.
Thank you.
So with this story, it's interesting to see that not only could we cure the cornea, the damages to this, but treatments also improved for rare blood disorders and malaria, with researchers declaring a new malaria vaccine and the best one yet.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
That's big.
The charity Malaria No More said the infant malaria deaths could end in our lifetime thanks to this drug.
Wow.
Oh, that's good news.
Now that's some good news. My goodness.
Let's see here. The world became more socially progressive.
Mm.
It might not seem like it sometimes, particularly in 2022, particularly if you're Jewish,
right.
But it has. The year of permacarius, but the world has mostly become a better place to live in during the last 11 years.
Mm.
That's according to the latest Social Progress Index.
Hmm.
Published last month, each year it assesses life in 169 countries, giving annual scores of nations and the world as a whole. Despite the good news, the index showed progress was uneven and slowing. The UK, for instance, was identified as one of the four countries in a social progressive recession.
Hmm.
The others were Syria, Venezuela, and Libya. Meanwhile, a separate study found that despite attempts by some to divide the UK, a tolerant center group prevails. It reported a surprising and resurging sense of unity among Brits, even on a supposedly diverse issues such as race and identity. Hmm. And we found this National Center of Social Research also found the same thing in the States.
Hmm.
Where, yes, we saw divisions.
Mm-hmm.
We had a political season. We saw plenty of divisions.
Mm-hmm.
But statistically and socially, we are seeing more connections, more people come together than ever.
Yeah.
Good.
It's almost as if some people with some incentive kind of like make things bigger than they actually are.
Hmm. I think we're coming back to the same thing you were just talking about.
Did I do that? I didn't
you
mean
did,
to.
Yeah.
Dang it, I am so sorry. Do we get kind of political around here sometimes, and especially
sure.
since Civic has take ownership of us? Yeah, that's part of our job, being under Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that politics doesn't bleed into everything, I would love if it didn't. I'd like if it didn't.
Right.
But this is what happens when you make celebrities, you know, congressmen and presidents and these kind of things.
Yeah.
This is when you mix the worlds. That's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already mixed anyway. It was mixed long before this. I'm not going to blame those people just for that. It's always been this way.
It's always been that way.
You can go back to we've always been divided. You go back to coverage of Lincoln when he's running, the first time he's running for office, not even the time he won.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing but attack ads in the newspapers and these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Have we always been this way? Yes. But have we gotten better? I don't know. I don't know if we've gotten better. That's something that we should shoot for in 2023.
I agree.
We saw this last political session, the people that were talking about election fraud, that were talking about things that there are no facts behind, the majority of them did not get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And that has nothing to do with the initial in front of their name. That has to do with facts. That has to do with people not wanting to be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be deceived? Who wants to be lied to? You got this one knucklehead lying about being Jewish, which is a new one to me. I don't know what that guy's thinking. He certainly didn't grow up around my family. Among his education and other things, we're finding out more and more about a lot of these politicians doing this stuff. First off, how did they get that far? How are we not in 2022 vetted these people enough?
Wow, yeah.
But it also comes back to us and our personal responsibility and what world do we want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be able to do that. We've got to be able to do all these things at once.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to hold people accountable while also holding ourselves accountable. And that has nothing to do with politics. That has to do with living.
Mm-hmm.
I think that some good stuff to come out of this year. I certainly think that while we have come, I've seen more connections this year than I think I've seen divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And climate deniers lost their grip on power. The year began with an encouraging report by Human Rights Watch, which suggested autocrats were losing their grip on power. Putin's subsequent invasion of Ukraine may have dispelled that, but there was ample evidence to suggest that it was true elsewhere, not just in Brazil, which voted, the new president in. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. We're looking to keep the rainforest around everybody.
Yeah, that's, need that, yeah.
The lungs of the world when they survive. Another significant election took place in Australia, which ousted Scott Morrison, a prime minister who mocked the seriousness of climate crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. midterms, champions of democracy were revealed to note that candidates perpetuated the stolen election conspiracy performed poorly. So as I was saying, a lot of those people did not get reelected. Along with that, a lot of climate deniers did not get reelected.
Good.
Or elected in period. You know, some of those people were never even in office.
I didn't even know there were still climate deniers. They've gotten a lot quieter for sure recently.
I genuinely believe when it comes to that subject, and like a lot of subjects, but that one we'll just talk about climate denying.
Right.
I don't believe that any of those people actually believe that.
Oh, no.
It is a political tool. Mm-hmm. It is. They believe that their consensus, or they are just out of touch with their consensus, or the people that are in their pocket, which is probably the most important part.
I think that's the single most important, yes.
What do I think, big company that just gave me money? Okay. What do I think, NRA? What do I think? Just tell me, why don't we just hire them? Why don't we just have them running if this is the way we're going to run politics?
Right.
It's a better world than it was, and it can be a better world when we do this again next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's always work to do. I think we will let's continue on this path. Let's do it.
Yep.
And another good thing that went right this year is Dave Michaels winning a basket.
That's right.
Our friend Dave Michaels won the New Year's Day basket from our friends at Quality Foods. Big shout out to them. And a grand Dave, you can pick that up at the West Grand Store location here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some fun stuff. We got some Daddy Wright stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more on the way for you. It is Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Got a good story of the day, and it comes to us from thegoodnewsnetwork.org, and we wish them a happy new year. Thank you for all the great coverage all year. This came out on the 26th. Residents of a senior home got a flippin' good surprise last week after two charming feathered guests arrived to deliver some Christmas cheer. Seniors at Colney View Facility in Halstead, Essex, woke up to find two penguins outside.
Oh, jeez.
My dream.
I was going to say, I know why we did this story.
Oh, yeah. Accompanied by introductions using their adorable names, Pringle and Widget.
Oh.
Waddled through the halls, exploring the Care UK home.
Oh, man.
Charming photos were soon shared on social media, showing delightful residents petting and holding the penguins on their laps. Ruth Silverlock said, "It was wonderful seeing the penguins.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised at how tame they were," said the 86-year-old. "They were quite happy just sitting on my lap, and they seemed to enjoy the attention from everyone."
Mm-hmm.
Residents, including Ruth, were joined by friends and family for the festive affair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show Seth a picture of these guys. These penguins.
Look at that.
Those penguins are hams.
Yeah,
Those penguins are just...
They know how cute they are.
They get perfect profile shot. Yeah. They got right to the profile. Get my good side. One staff member, Tracy Ellen Cornhill, wrote on the home's Facebook page, "This was absolutely the best time ever. I loved the looks on the wonderful family of resident faces." Quick time out.
Okay.
If I had not told you this story was in the UK, would you have been able to tell just from the names that I mentioned?
Probably.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did always find that interesting. I can always tell a story from the UK just by the long names or the Tracy Ellen Cornhill or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Several photos showed the penguins sized up the many indoor Christmas trees. One photo shows a woman locking eyes with a penguin standing on the floor with her bed, presumably wondering if she was still dreaming. The black and white African penguins were provided by Amazing Animals. Everyone at Cone View was soon feeling truly ready for Christmas.
Oh, man. Mm.
I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who came, especially Widget and Pringle. And wish everyone a Merry Christmas, says Cornhill.
Oh, wow. Aww.
That's awesome.
That is a pretty, pretty darn cool story.
Yes.
If you could wake up tomorrow morning to any animal in the world, what would it be? That is your question for today.
Well, we know your answer, James.
Yes, my question, that I'm out of this one. They already took my answer. So we're going to open this to the audience, too.
Oh, okay.
424-2600. Remember, it's a PG show, everybody. It's a friendly show. If you want to tell me what animal you would, more than any other animal, you would love to wake up to. Seth, is there one that pops to mind for you?
Wow. Man, I gotta think about this just a little bit.
It could be imaginary.
It could be a unicorn.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be real.
I'm trying to think. I would a friendly bear. Let's say like a Winnie the Pooh type bear.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not an angry grizzly or anything that. Just like a cuddly, you know, bear.
Gotcha. Yeah. I like that.
Bear cub.
Aww. Melissa, is there anyone that pops to mind?
If we're going with fantastical, Hobbs.
Oh,
Kelvin's tiger.
Oh, I want to change my answer.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's so good.
Yes.
Oh, that's really good, Mel. That's really, really good. I like that one. Oh, I don't even know. I don't even have a follow-up question. I'm just like, nope. Oh, that's great. That's really good.
But is Hobbs alive? Mm. That was always the question.
That was the question.
You know?
I remember reading the last strip and coming out of that thinking, yep, he was alive.
Okay, all right, there you go.
Just the way I approached it and everything.
It wasn't just Calvin's imagination.
Nope, I believe he was. I think that everybody, the fun thing about something like that is there is no wrong answer.
No, there's not.
Whatever you think is okay.
Yeah.
But that's just, for me, this because it's just a comic strip, it doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think it's funner to think of it that way.
Yeah.
But
how about you, James? Is the answer, do we just... Assume know your answers?
It would, yeah. I was going to say, yes, you're half right, a penguin, but Opus the penguin from Bloom County.
specific.
That's why the imaginary penguin. Okay.
Yeah. And I would welcome penguins, but I don't want to brag here or anything, but I have already pet penguins before.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I have held one in my lap.
Okay.
There is a wonderful aquatic zoo near Galveston, Texas.
Oh.
That I think it's like an hour outside of Galveston or something like that. I wish I could remember the name. They, my girlfriend at the time took me there, and we got to, it was right around my birthday, so I said this was for my birthday. I don't think she may have, I don't know, but we go there, and I didn't know that I was going to get to pet penguins. They have this thing where you can go in, and the penguins will draw a picture with their feet, and then they ask you a trivia question, and you can win the painting that they draw.
Oh, my goodness.
She tells me all this, and I'm just so jacked. I've never, ever been this close to a penguin in my life. We go in there. There's like a bunch of like sixth graders in there, man. It's like her and I and a bunch of like kids. And I dominated in there. Yeah. I won that picture. I won
did
that
you really?
Picture. Yes, I did.
Was that at Moody Gardens?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's an aquarium in Galveston, Texas.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
It's a picture of penguins on there.
That's it.
That must be it.
That's got to be it. Oh, thank you, Melissa. Oh, that I've been wondering for years where that place was.
Moody Gardens. Resident fact checker here.
I got to get back there. Yes, she is. It's great, too. I got to get back there. Shout out to them. That is a great place.
That's cool, yeah.
That area. I recommend that place wholeheartedly. And I will say penguins are very much softer and more oily than you would expect. But not like oily. Almost like you put an essential oil on.
Yeah, okay.
Like that.
Okay.
And so sweet. You cannot be around a penguin, let alone have one that close to you, and not feel a sense of peace.
Mm.
Seriously.
Interesting.
There's something about those animals, man. There's something about
composed.
Them. Yeah.
I mean, they're dressed to the nines all the time.
You know, that does it. I would feel pretty good, too, if I was in a suit all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
We are going to go to our resident fact checkers news right now and get to Bell's news. We'll come back and we'll have some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more coming up here at the Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here on WFHR. One more time with the Christmas music.
Dashing through the snow.
Oh, And that's Gwen Stefani, right?
That's Gwen Stefani,
okay,
yeah.
So that was Gwen on that one. Mm-hmm. And let's see, because this is the last time we're playing. Let's hit another one here.
Okay.
Oh, there's this one, yeah.
It's
yeah,
so the Boston see. Pops.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Classic sleigh ride.
That's a good one to wrap up on. That's
yeah.
a good one to wrap on, the sleigh ride, yeah. Classic. And again, nice work on this, Seth. Thank you for the work on
oh,
this.
Oh, I had so much fun.
It.
Good job.
So I wanted to kind of dive in. It is New Year's right around the corner. I'm playing Christmas music. It's New Year's right around the corner. And I just had a couple of quick hits here. A couple of quick topics I wanted to bring up with you two and
okay.
our audience. We are keeping the phone lines open, 424-2600. Welcome your calls with these topics we're going to get into here about New Year's. And first up, I want to know, how do you feel at the start of the new year? I am very, and many of my people are spoiled in this, I think. I know Chinese people that I have a couple of Chinese friends, mm-hmm. and they talk about a very similar thing, where we feel spoiled in a way where we get two New Years.
Right, right.
I, of course, celebrate the Jewish calendar and the New Year of that, Yom Kippur, and it is one of my favorite, it is the highest holy day of the Jewish calendar, for mm-hmm. one, but it's also, you know, just personally, one of my favorite holidays to celebrate with my mom,
right.
and the long, long, over 30 years of doing this with her, going to whatever big body of water we are near, like mm-hmm. Michigan or the Wisconsin River or whatever, and celebrating that holiday in the beginning of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I feel the closest I ever do to any spirituality.
Mm.
And a big part of that is letting go of the past year, the good, the bad, the gray, and starting over fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully for me, every year I feel cleansed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So long before New Year's comes around, I already feel like I've had a cleansing, a new fresh start to the year, let alone on January 1st, where I feel it all over my body. I feel like I feel younger. I feel, every New Year I feel this way, where mm-hmm. I feel not only younger, but I feel a sense of promise, a sense of what could be. And I don't know, those are the first things that hit me. I can't even remember the last time it hasn't hit me that way.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that, like, the beginning of the year, I don't mean like the first hour of the 2023 necessarily,
right.
but in the beginning months, in the beginning days of the new year, that kind of you feel or you kind of hit, or is there nothing? There is no wrong answer here.
Right.
Is there anything for you, Seth, that goes to her?
Well, you know, I was kind of joking before, just another day on the calendar, you know, that kind of thing. But it is, you know, it's nice having that breaking point, you know, where you can just say, okay, I'm going to break off from what happened before, and I'm going to try to start fresh and stuff. You know, and that's why, you know, New Year's resolutions are popular and everything like that. And I'm sure in January we'll be talking about New Year's resolutions and how many people actually follow through and all that fun stuff. But it's as good a time as any. I would say that any time of year is good for that. You know, mm-hmm. if you like just make that break with something that happened, or, you know, say starting now, I want to try to do better with this one thing or this other thing or whatever it is. But this
I
is
do that every Monday.
Yeah.
Exercise this week.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. most diets don't start on Monday. They start tomorrow. Right.
Yeah, that's
But, you know, it helps that other people are doing the same thing at the mm-hmm. same time. You know, you can talk about it with people mm-hmm. saying, well, this is what I'm looking to do this coming year. This is something my goals, you know. So it's not a bad thing for setting goals, for doing that sort of thing. But again, I don't think it has to be at the new time of year. But it's nice to have that spot where you can just say, you know, okay, the calendar's changed. Now the numbers are different. Let's start something new.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa, anything for you?
Well, it's a little melancholy for me because I lost a brother in 2010, and his birthday is January 1st.
Mm.
So New Year's for me every year after 2010 has taken on a lot different meaning in mm-hmm. ways. But it's also, you know, there's the positive because it's been, you know, a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 12 years. So, but I also, it's a time to remember him and a time to connect with family and to celebrate his life and what he brought to our lives. Andy was an amazing musician, and I can't even imagine where he would be now if he hadn't died. And then what he gave to us, his brother and sister, who both are wanting to continue on in music. My little brother Mitchell is also an amazing guitarist and singer, and he is doing wonderful things. And we won't talk about me doing the things that I have done, because I have not followed through on my resolutions. But you know, there's always tomorrow, or there's always Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
But the good things about a new year, my birthday happens in January. At the end of the month, so that's something to look forward to. And I have started to take a new look on birthdays, because for all the years that I was married, my birthday was a terrible, awful day. He didn't care and didn't pay attention. So
wow.
And my mother used to always make such a big deal out of our birthdays. So I thought that everybody did. Well, it turns out everybody doesn't.
No. You're right.
But I have a new chance now in a new relationship and in a new frame of mind. And, you know, turning over a new leaf to be able to enjoy my birthday again and make the most of it. So, you know, those are good, positive things. And I am going to set some resolutions this year, because I never do. And why not? This is
why
the
not?
Year to do it.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
I will press you, I mean ask you about that on next Monday, Sean, January 2nd,
okay.
When we come back. I'm looking forward to hearing about that, though, Mel. That's pretty cool. And I appreciate all you sharing all that, as always. Thank you for that, Melissa. Do you guys have a favorite New Year's memory, or ones that pop to or come to mind? Katrina and I shared ours yesterday. I pretty much just talked about being a teenager with my best friend and staying up late and watching movies we shouldn't watch and that kind of thing. But it generally is my favorite memories of New Year's. Do you guys have any there? Seth, I'll start with you.
Yes, I do. It's similar, because I remember you talking about your friend Chris and everything about what you guys would do. I had we would usually spend New Year's with my aunt and uncle and my cousins that just lived, you know, just down the road a little bit from where we lived. What I would do with my cousin, especially my cousin Austin, who was, you know, very close in age, we were very close in age. That would be the one night where we would play video games like forever. You know, like it'd be one of those things where it's hours on end. Yes. Kind of thing, because my folks would play games with my aunt and uncle. And we'd go downstairs and we'd have, you know, our snack food, and we'd be playing video games till all hours. And that was one of the things I didn't do a lot, because growing up, I didn't have, you know, all the consoles, you know, the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo and that kind of stuff. So it was always a treat for me to do that. But so those are always some very fond memories from that as well.
Very cool. That's very cool.
This is where we talk about my checkered past. Literally, that was the name of the band I was in. And we
nice. Oh, great band name. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's a good band name.
Yes, I was Yum Yum in the band Checkered Past. And
Wait. You had your own names too?
Yeah. Hold on.
Well, I did.
Yum Yum. Oh, that's a good name. God, that's good.
That's not going to die.
No.
Now that we know.
Yes.
You said that last year. And
totally.
Probably.
Totally did, yes.
So most of my New Year's Eves of that time was spent in a bar. And I have one very memorable New Year Eve time where one of my favorite aunt and uncles showed up, and they started buying me shots. So, you know, this did not end well, but I was very, very good friends with the bartender by the end of the night.
Right on.
She came into the back and she said, "Nope, here's a bucket. You need to." I'm like, I can't. She's like, "No, you're going to." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Well, I thanked her the next day, like over and over and over, as I could not get up off the couch.
Oh, no.
There's my checkered past story.
That's a great story. That's a great story right there.
A note to all aspiring musicians and actors who are doing live, alcohol does not help.
No.
It is a detriment. No. Do not think that's going to... No, please don't.
And
don't do
think your bandmates are going to back you up or, you know, like take care of you, because they might not.
They may not.
In fact, they might kind of sabotage you.
Yeah, so don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah.
And that was the end of my checkered past.
Great band name. Man, is that a great band name. We're going to call it right here. We'll come back, and we're going to go through some of our the greatest misses, the greatest of the worst of our That Ain't Right stories of 2022. I've got a bunch of them I hung on to throughout the year. We're just going to go quick hits, just go through some of those, and then end with some good stories of the day coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. 9:50 on the clock. Melissa Kay, Seth Habhager, James J. all here with you. Thank you so much for a great 2022, everybody. Mm-hmm. Last segment of The Morning Show for this year. We'll be back on January 2nd, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy our you know, alternative programming tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to listen to it on the Civic Media app. Be sure to download the Civic Media app. It's a great way to stream us and all of our sister and brother and cousin and friend stations out there.
Our network, if you will.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got an awesome.
We have grown.
Yes. Yeah, we have. We're growing all the time.
Yes, we are.
And we have such a great team that we're part of this. Encourage you to download the app. You will never miss us. You will always be able to catch us. Mm-hmm. We stream 24/7 right there. Otherwise, you can go to WFHR.com. But spread the word. We are streaming 24/7. Find us. Mm-hmm. It's not
and we
hard.
Have podcasts now.
We have podcasts.
And podcasts.
If you miss anything, you can go to civicmedia.us and find everything. That's civicmedia.us. You'll see some categories. You'll find our podcast, The Morning Show, all of our shows. All of our shows.
All of our shows are there, yep.
Encourage you to spread the word about those and, of course, the Civic Media app. And thank you to everybody out there for doing so.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get into the That Ain't Right stories of 2022.
All right.
These are some of the best of the worst when it comes to these. Like this one here that we had back in from Associated Press on December 2nd of 2022. This was just an interesting story. A 72-year-old hospital patient in Germany got arrested for unplugging her roommate's ventilator because the sound of it was annoying her.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, no.
The other patient was a 79-year-old lady who needed the ventilator to breathe.
Oh, no.
She's alive. She's okay. We would not be doing the story if she wasn't or anything. And honestly, this lady that was trying to, like, turn it off wasn't even doing a good job of it or anything. So
she was safe. She was safe.
She was, yeah. She
just beating it with a pillow. Stop making noise right now.
I love this one right here. This almost was the one I wanted to finish on. But running into a glass door is embarrassing, but it could be dangerous, especially if you're a bird. But this is the first time I've heard of someone doing it and going to jail for it.
Huh?
There's a surveillance video online of a thief stealing handbags worth at least $18,000 from a Louis Vuitton store in Washington State.
Whoa.
Did this in broad daylight. The thief runs inside, grabs the bags, and runs away, but he misjudges where the exit is and runs right into a large floor to the ceiling plated glass window.
Oh, no.
Slammed into that puppy as hard as you can imagine.
Karma, baby.
Yep. Not going to be doing anything as a free man anytime soon. That one actually happened on Halloween this year.
October 31st.
That was on. And as a part of this, the police were actually able to stop a retail crime theft ring that had a long track record of heists.
Really?
They had been getting away with it too until that meddling window.
We should have worn that window or something there. Uh-huh. Just polish it every day.
I like the idea of the mayor of L.A. putting a metal
on a window.
Yeah.
Way to break that crime ring.
Yeah. Oh.
This one was my personal favorite of the worst of the best of the worst of these and everything. Mm-hmm. And while we pick on Florida a lot, we had a couple of Wisconsin ones this year.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is like breaking into a bank, realizing you don't have a plan to open the vault, and like just taking the stapler off the desk or something, or like the pens. Like, I got a bunch of pens.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
We give those away anyway. Shut up.
Yeah. I still mean something. A man broke into a gas station in Greenfield, Wisconsin overnight back when this happened in March 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And he entered using a crowbar to smash the glass front door. But there was a problem. He couldn't access the registers because they were behind a wall of bulletproof glass.
Once again, glass plays a role.
Interesting. I didn't think of that.
Yes. Right.
So what do you do? He had already broken in. He was wearing a cool black all burglar outfit and everything.
Don't want to waste it, man.
Well, you go empty-handed. So he looked around, saw a garbage can, and just started filling it with candy and energy drinks. Carried it out to his vehicle and left. He was found very quickly and is doing time.
Was it the trail of rappers that gave him away?
As a side note, he was 10. No matter how old he is, imagine sitting in prison. And you're telling some of the toughest, meanest people in the world.
Yeah, what are you in for, man?
I stole some candy. It was really bad candy, though. I mean, it's really a lot of sugar in there, man. Yeah,
it was so bad for my teeth.
Ooh, I'm a rebel. Ooh. No, that does not end like that.
No.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Got some good stories of the day now to wrap up. Someone in Canada saw a fur coat at a thrift store and bought it for her friend who loved it. Then she loved it even more when she found her late grandmother's initials monogrammed on the inside.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
It must have been donated after grandmother passed away in 2005. Not surprisingly, she says it fits perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, what a great story.
That's awesome.
Again, this is one of those ones. I go into a Hollywood studio trying to sell this script, and they laugh at me.
What? No.
That had never happened.
Never happened.
Sounds like a Pixar movie in the making.
And here's another one. Another one that could be made. A woman in Florida was helping with a post-Hurricane Ian beach cleanup a couple weeks back, found a message in a bottle buried in the sand.
Hmm.
And her son knew the person who left it there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Three siblings buried it in the sand 22 years ago. One was a guy who went to college with her son. They also worked together at DHL for a while. So they happen to remember the story.
How about that?
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
That's remarkable.
That is one of those things I want to do this year. I've always wanted to do that. I think this is the year. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put a message in a bottle. And I want to put in there help. I just want to put. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Message in a bottle.
I like the idea though of somebody just opening up and they're like, help. What? Wait, how am I supposed to help you? There's no other information to this. There's nothing. It's a help. I don't. Did they just like the song help?
Yeah.
Like, what is this about?
Am I supposed to recycle the bottle? What's going on?
An 84-year-old guy in Mexico went out for a walk on November 27th and was lost out in the desert for a week.
Aye.
But he's okay after his dog tracked him down 2 miles from his home.
Wow.
Trained sniffer dogs couldn't find him, but his own dog did.
How about that? Hmm.
That's awesome.
That familial connection there, you know?
Yeah.
That's what did it.
And judges in Butte, Montana are letting people pay certain fines this month by donating canned goods to food banks.
I love this concept.
Yeah.
Very constructive, yeah.
They can get up to $150 in fines removed by showing up with 30 cans of food.
How about that?
That's awesome.
One of the best ideas I've ever heard.
Yeah, wow.
I'm genuinely saying that. I think that is one of the best ideas I've ever heard of. That is such a good idea. I also wanted to touch on this one. A 99-year-old in Pennsylvania named Peg Kohler just got to meet her 100th great-grandchild after she almost didn't have any.
Oh, my goodness.
She wanted to be a nun more than 80 years ago when she was in high school, but her future husband, William, talked her out of it, and they ended up having 11 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Yes.
That's
good Catholics.
Yes. Definitely stayed true to certain things.
They sure did.
And a couple near Seattle thought their lottery ticket hit for $360. Then they went to cash it in and found out it hit $360,000.
Whoa! Woo.
That's quite a bit different.
That is a big difference.
They're about to be grandparents for the first time, so the first thing they did was write a $10,000 check to help their son and daughter-in-law out.
Oh,
that's great.
That's great.
Wonderful.
That's a dream of like every parent to be able to do something like that
so
for
right.
your kids. Like, that is such a cool thing.
You are so right.
Yeah. That is a great one.
Yeah.
And the other good story of the day is anything you guys do out there to make the world better.
Yes.
We know all year long you guys have been doing that, not just you workers out there, you volunteers out there, mm-hmm. you people that give of your time, and whether it's donating dollars and cents or time out of your day, we appreciate all the greatness that you people do yeah. out there for our community, for other communities like ours out there. Have a great New Year's, everyone.
Yeah.
And we wish
stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
And mm-hmm. we will talk to you again on January 2nd. Again, we also have alternate programming tomorrow, but we'll be back on January 2nd. Melissa, have a great New Year's.
Yes, you too, guys.
Have a good New Year, Seth.
You too, everybody out there. Have a fun time. And be safe, please.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Beth, you do the ID. You do the ID. She does a great job with this. So you go ahead for it, Beth. Go ahead. No. You go ahead and do it, Beth. Do it. Beth, do it. Come on, do it, Beth.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.